This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv on Tuesday, the first visit by a senior U.S. official since Congress passed a long-delayed $61 billion aid package for the country. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Blinken's visit comes days after Russia launched a ground incursion into the north of Kharkiv, opening a new front and stretching Ukraine's soldiers. During a speech, Blinken took aim at Russian President Vladimir Putin and said the U.S. intends to seize Russian assets.
What Putin destroyed, Russia should and must pay to rebuild. Our Congress has given us the power to seize Russian assets in the United States. We intend to use it.
Russia now controls about 18% of Ukraine and has been gaining ground since the failure of last year's counteroffensive to make serious inroads against Russian troops.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has told key lawmakers it is sending a new package of more than $1 billion in arms and ammunition to Israel. That's according to three congressional aides who spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss an arms transfer that has not yet been made public. It's the first arms shipment to Israel to be announced by the administration since it put another arms transfer consisting of 3,500 bombs on hold earlier in the month. Georgia's parliament on Tuesday passed the third and final reading of a foreign agents bill, clearing a major hurdle on its way to becoming law. About 1,000 protesters picketed the fortress-like parliament building amid a major police presence during the debate, with water cannons idling nearby. On hearing the bill had passed, they shouted, "Slaves and Russians." This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday unveiled a bundle of steep tariff increases on an array of Chinese imports, including electric vehicles, computer chips, and medical products, risking an election year standoff with Beijing in a bid to woo voters who give his economic policies low marks, Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The White House cited unacceptable risks to U.S. economic security. It said those threats came from unfair Chinese practices flooding global markets with cheap goods. Biden administration officials said their measures are carefully targeted and unlikely to worsen inflation. They also downplayed the risk of retaliation from Beijing. Biden has struggled to convince voters of his economic policies despite a backdrop of low unemployment and above-trend economic growth. The president has said he wants to win this era of competition with China, but not to launch a trade war. On Tuesday, China strongly criticized the U.S. decision.
Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire. Meanwhile, in the U.S., a group of TikTok creators said Tuesday they filed a suit in federal court seeking to block a law signed by President Joe Biden that would force the sale of the short video app used by 170 million Americans or ban it, saying it has a profound effect on American life. The TikTok user suing included a military veteran who sells his ranch products, a woman selling cookies and discussing parenting, a college coach who makes sports commentary videos, and a recent college graduate who advocates for the rights of sexual assault survivors. The prosecution's star witness in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money case was grilled on Tuesday by Trump's lawyer. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
A tense start to cross-examination in Donald Trump's hush money trial, with the former president's lawyer reminding Michael Cohen, who was once Trump's lawyer also, of some choice words he had to say leading up to his testimony. Cohen has been vocal on social media about Trump, his inner circle, and the case. The prosecution had already gotten Cohen to admit to a sordid past of lies and jail time for perjury. Now the defense will make the case he's a liar who can't be believed. One of the last things Cohen told jurors while testifying for the defense was that he regrets the lies, which is a reason he named his podcast Mea Culpa, but he doesn't regret working for Trump. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
And thousands of protesters did rally on Tuesday in Georgia after Parliament adopted a law to brand overseas-funded NGOs as groups under foreign influence, a measure Brussels has warned will undermine Tbilisi's European aspirations. I'm Joe Ray.